From the Grazia Dio Business Review, Volume 13, Issue 2, this is Sam Ferry, Class Advisor of Executive Programs, reporting for Book Corner. The book I'll be reviewing today is The Design of Business, Why Design Thinking is the Next Competitive Advantage, by Roger Morton, published by the Harvard Business Press in 2009. I gave it a rating of 5. Stop what you're doing and read this book now. You can also find the following review online at gbr.pepperdine.edu. In this solid and cutting-edge book, Roger Morton redresses the balance that has crept into strategic management. He argues that analysis is taken over at the expense of validated intuition, creativity, tenacity, and focus. He provides a compact framework for understanding the potential of what he calls design thinking, the way a business can strategically reinvent itself. It is essential reading for CEOs, specialists, and employees alike. Design thinking is an approach in which an organization continually addresses emerging yet poorly understood changes in customer needs, technology, and/or the competitive environment, and successfully positions itself with a sustainable competitive advantage. To illustrate, consider a company that over years of continual growth in revenues and margins has learned to rely on rigorous performance analysis and incremental improvements to set goals and accurately predict results. Now, as sales are stagnating and margins have slipped, it is clear that they need a fresh approach. The question is how to make it happen. Coincidentally, Martin illustrates one of my favorite aphorisms. If you decide in advance what you're going to do, you're likely to discover what you already knew. He shows that this idea not only puzzles individuals, but also generates conflict in organizations. On the one hand, those individuals who are entrenched in analytical and reliability-focused decision-making are likely to call this nonsense. For them, if you don't control, you can't be sure to meet the demands of investors and analysts. By contrast, the validity-oriented people see that if you just stick to the tried and proven method, you can't possibly come up with something that is truly innovative and really on target. Design thinking is necessary, especially for companies that have become overly committed to reliability in preference to validity. These are companies that pursue exploitation over exploration, mastery over originality, and analytical thinking over intuitive thinking. In each of these polarities, of course, an appropriate balance of both sides is essential to create and seize opportunities and not succumb to emerging competition. Martin builds on detailed examples from diverse companies that have used design thinking well, such as Apple, McDonald's, Cirque du Soleil, Herman Miller, and Procter & Gamble. Each of these companies developed its balance differently, yet all have succeeded in various ways. It is clear that in each case, design thinking, in addition to courage and commitment, were required. Their successes were neither easy to achieve nor assured. At its core, design thinking is depicted as a funnel through which ideas and methods progress from untangling mysteries to developing heuristics or guidelines, and then on to a detailed algorithm that makes it possible for even machines to perform properly at high volumes. Although an organization can become stuck at any stage, each successive stage may entail lower costs and, presumably, higher profits. For sustainability, however, it must properly reinvest savings from later stages into earlier ones to keep the process going and the company vital. An implication is that each of these stages requires different skills and organization. For many companies, the character of the first stage, understanding mysteries, is most different and needs development. It typically requires the desire and ability to tackle wicked problems, where even which variables are relevant is not known. Here, complexity and many constraints are valued as a challenge. It requires skill in formulating useful hypotheses, a process referred to as abductive reasoning that is often undervalued in business. Though much of the book addresses corporate-level approaches for developing design thinking, the final chapter makes it personal. Here, Martin links to his previous book, The Opposable Mind, reviewed GBR 2008, Volume 2, Issue 1. For your own learning and development, don't miss this chapter. It adds perspective to the previous book and shows how development of one's personal knowledge system of stance, that is how you view the world, tools, and experience accrues the sensitivity and skill required for design thinking. It shows how the key design tools of observation, imagination, and configuration can be enhanced. Finally, the book gives you worthwhile suggestions on how you can work effectively with colleagues who hold opposing views on design and change issues.